Trump vows to keep fighting for voting integrity in 45-minute Facebook video. By Charlie Spiering on December 2, 2020. President Donald Trump vowed on Wednesday to continue fighting the results of the 2020 presidential election. "This is maybe the most important speech I've ever made," said Donald Trump, detailing his latest efforts to fight voter fraud in a 45-minute video posted on Facebook. The president spoke at length about all the allegations of fraud and voting irregularities featured in hearings across the country uncovered by his legal team led by former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. "As president, I have no higher duty than to defend the laws and the Constitution of the United States," Trump said. "That is why I am determined to protect our election system, which is now under coordinated assault and siege." The president said he would present the evidence of mass fraud in court. "We're going to show it, and hopefully the courts, in particular, the Supreme Court of the United States, will see it and respectfully, hopefully, will do what's right for our country," he said. Trump said that he did not support a revote or waiting until 2024 to fight for election integrity. "If we don't root out the fraud, the tremendous and horrible fraud that's taken place in our 2020 election, we won't have a country anymore," he said. Trump blamed the corrupt vote-by-mail ballot system expanded during the coronavirus pandemic, claiming that it was left open for voter fraud in key cities in swing states such as Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. What changed this year was the Democrat Party's relentless push to print and mail out tens of millions of ballots sent to unknown recipients with virtually no safeguards of any kind, Trump said. Trump accused Democrats of filling out mail-in ballots for people and sending them in. He also held up posters of sudden spikes of Biden votes recorded early in the morning after Election Day in key states, questioning their validity. The president also revisited claims of Dominion voting systems, calling for investigations into the machines and the systems used during the election. "We have a company that is very suspect. Its name is Dominion. With a turn of a dial or the change of a chip, you can press a button for Trump and the vote goes to Biden," he said. "What kind of a system is this? We have to go to paper." Trump warned that the same suspect system would be used in the special runoff elections for Georgia Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. "Unfortunately, in Georgia, they're using the same horrible Dominion system," Trump said, warning of hundreds of thousands of absentee ballots requested in the state. "You check it out who's requesting those ballots." The president noted the tremendous and unexpected success of Republicans in down-ballot races in the 2020 election. "It is statistically impossible that the person, me, that lead the charge lost," he said. The president also revisited his frustration with the Justice Department and Special Prosecutor John Durham concerning the investigation of former President Barack Obama's administration spying on his 2016 campaign. "Who knows if he's ever going to do a report?" Trump said, adding, "The hardest thing I have to do is explain why nothing is happening with all of these people that got caught spying on my campaign." The president also accused the media of purposefully hiding the truth about the election and noted their refusal to investigate claims of election fraud. "Even what I'm saying now will be demeaned and disparaged, but that's okay. I just keep on going forward because I'm representing 74 million people," he said.